Okay, good afternoon, everybody. A shaila that comes up not infrequently, and it's an unfortunate shaila, but it's a very frequent shaila, is that a lot of times a couple gets married and a woman becomes pregnant, and the first pregnancy ends in miscarriage. And then the next baby is a baby boy, and now they want to know whether they should do a pidyon haben or not. Most frequently, it's a difficult shaila because no one knew about the miscarriage. They didn't tell anybody about the miscarriage, and now all of a sudden there's a baby boy, and it's the firstborn, and she's not a bas levi or a bas kohen, and he's not a levi or a kohen, and everyone's expecting a pidyon haben. And obviously there are other reasons also not to have a pidyon haben if it was C-section or something like that. But this question comes up all the time. So there is a Mishnah Maseches Bechoros Navches Amud Aleph that tells us that a firstborn that's born after a miscarriage is considered to be the real firstborn with regard to Yerusha, but not with regard to Pidyon HaBen, meaning that you would not do Pidyon HaBen on a baby that's born after a previous miscarriage, even though Legabe Yerusha, he would still be a Bechor. I did not have a chance to look it up, but my understanding is, my recollection is, that when it comes to Tainus Bechorim on Erev Pesach, right, that he's considered a Bechor, even if the previous there were miscarriages previous to him, he would be considered a Bechor and would have to fast or make a Siyum. But anyway, we're going to talk about Pidyon HaBen. So the Mishnah explains that this is talking about a miscarriage that happens after 40 days of pregnancy. That if the fetus is less than 40 days old, then any child born after that miscarriage for sure has the full status of a firstborn legabe everything, legabe Pidyon HaBen as well. And that is certainly paskind in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideh Simon Shin Hei, which is a simon about Pidyon HaBen. Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a woman has a miscarriage within 40 days of pregnancy, which nowadays we would just call a heavy period, no one would even know that it's a miscarriage, then the next baby certainly would require Pidyon HaBen. Now the Mishnah also tells us in Daf Mem Vav in Nida that a mapelis kamin chaya va'of, that if a woman is mapil, something that doesn't look like a baby, then according to Rabbi Meir, I mean it looks like a chaya or an oaf, some other tzura, then according to Rabbi Meir, it's a peta rechem, and the next baby is not a bechor legabi pidyon haben, because she already had a peta rechem. However, the Chachamim disagree, and they say that a miscarriage only exempts if the baby had a tzura of an adam, but if it didn't look like a person, then it doesn't pater her. So it is very common, like we said, for people to have miscarriages, and now we sort of set up the criteria over here, right? We have in one Maramakom where we see that 40 days is clearly a line, that prior to 40 days, that's not a leda at all, and then we have another Mishnah that tells us even after 40 days, if it doesn't have the tzura of Vlad, that maybe that also would not be considered a petarechem, and therefore the next baby would require a pidyon haben. There was a famous shaila of a couple that had a miscarriage and they never told their family, and they had a ben zachar afterwards, so they wanted to do a pidyon haben because they had never told anyone. And Rav Shlomo Zalman had a psak that you could take out a gemara or a shulchan aruch and read the bracha b'derech limud, and then it's not going to be a bracha levatala. I don't know, something seems missing from the story, but that's the story that they say. So the discussion begins over here with the Marik in Shorish Kuf Mem Gimel, who talks about a woman who had a miscarriage 8 weeks after conception. 8 weeks, 8 times 7 is 56. Oh, by the way, this is important. A lot of, if you ever have to deal with this shaila, we do not count pregnancies the way doctors count pregnancies. Doctors count pregnancies from the last period. A woman does not become pregnant when she had her last period. She becomes pregnant when she had tashmish with her husband. So when we're doing the calculations in 40 days and things like that, we're counting from when she actually was with her husband. So we'll count from mikveh night, typically. So it's very important to, sometimes that makes the nafkamino in terms of whether there's going to be a pidyon haben or not. So it's very important to make that point. But anyway, the Marik talks about a woman who had a miscarriage 8 weeks after conception, and the midwife said that the nefel didn't have rikum evarim. It was just gidin dakin. There was nothing there. There was no tsuras havlad there. So now does the next baby require pidyon haben? So the Marik paskin, that even though the Torah paskins that we're not bekiyin to determine rikum evarim, and we don't know, the Torah writes in Yoridei and some Kuf Tzai Dal where it talks about Tumentara, that we don't know what rikum evarim really looks like, so we're machmir for Hilchus Tuma. That's only when it comes to Tuma, but over here we're trying to exempt the baby from Bechora, so we can assume that there's a Vadei Chiv Pidyon HaBen, because she was Becheskas, not having had a Peter Rechem. Suffolk whether that changed, because I don't know if this pregnancy was really a Peter Rechem, so it's a Suffolk whether it changed, whether the Chazaka changed, and the Nefel starts, every Nefel starts without rikum evarim, so it has a Chazaka of not having been developed. It's Chazaka de Meyakara, was that it didn't have Tzura, so the next baby, therefore, is going to require Pidyon HaBen. Amen. And that's what the Rama paskins in Yardea Simon Shinhei Sivchav Gimel. So essentially, the Rama tells us if a baby is born and there's no Rikum Evarim, if a baby is miscarried and there is no Rikum Evarim, the next baby will require Pidyon HaBen with a bracha. It's a real Pidyon HaBen because you did not yet have a Peter Rechem. So that's the Marik that the Rama quotes. Now, the Chacham Tzvi in Simon Kuf Dalet asks a very strong kasha on the Marik, because there is a Gemara in Nida that talks about a woman who miscarries in a river and it just went away, floated away, and we don't see the fetus before it gets swept away by the currents. So it says Mevi'in Karban V'ne'echal, she brings a Karban Leida as the Oledes, because we assume that there's a Rove, that babies are fully developed when miscarried. Rove Nashim Vlad Ma'alya Yolda, most women when they have a Vlad, it's a Vlad Ma'alya. So how can the Marik say that you just assume, no, there's a chazaka that there was no Rikum Evarim, and there's a chazaka that she never had a Peter Rechem, and the chazaka nothing? What do you mean? It's the in Nita Daf Chavtes, it says that we assume Rove is that it's a Vlad Ma'alya. So the Marik must be talking only in a case where the midwife said that the embryo wasn't developed. The midwife saw it and said that it wasn't developed. So granted, normally I assume that we're not such Bikin, but we combine all these chazakos with the midwife's testimony to be mitzarif that together. That's what the Marik was talking about. Only when they knew what it looked like. The Chacham Tzvi therefore concludes that if a miscarriage happens after 40 days, you can only do a pidyon without a bracha on the next child, because you do have to be choshesh that maybe there was Rikum Evarim over here. The Shvos Yaakov says not even to do it without a bracha on the next child, because if you tell someone to do a Pidyon without a bracha, they'll end up saying a bracha. Because how do you do a Pidyon HaBen? You get the book about Pidyon HaBen and you just follow along what it says. So a person's just going to read the bracha. It's not going to work if you tell someone to do it without a bracha. So he concludes, Shvos Yaakov says you cannot find a Rishon or an Achron that sheyichtov lahachmir b'dini b'safik b'char. Nobody holds you need to do a pidyon haben on the next baby. If you look in the Yehuda Madura Tinyani or Deis and Mekuf Peches, there's a tshuva mi ben haMechaber that paskins like the simple reading of the Marik and says that if there's any suffix, if the baby was Nisrakim, then it is not a Peterechem. The Gemara in Nida is in Akasha. He doesn't bother the Nodav Yehuda because the Gemara in Nida was talking about that the woman miscarried after 3 months. After 3 months, there's no suffix. After 3 months, then it's for sure a Leida, it's for sure a Peterechem, and the next baby for sure is not going to require Pidyon HaBen. Chassam Sofer in Yardeus and Reish Sadites paskins like the Chacham Tzvi, and he says Rov Ruba is Vlad Ma'alya, and you don't do Pidyon on the next baby because we could follow that Rov that the first time was a Vlad Ma'alya. If they checked and they didn't see Rikum Evarim, then you do a Pidyon with a Bracha, but believe Shemu Malchus, says the Chassam Sofer, and the Avnei Nezer assumes like the Chacham Tzvi as well. So where does that leave us in terms of Halacha L'maisa? Meaning, one can conclude two things for sure. That if it was before 40 days, then for sure the next time she has a baby, that's her first baby, that's the Peter Rechem, she's going to require Pidyon HaBen. If the initial miscarriage was after 3 months of pregnancy, then for sure there's no Pidyon HaBen. Then you obviously had Rikum Evarim, there was obviously a Peter Rechem, then there's not going to be a Pidyon HaBen on the next baby. If 40 days have passed, but the first trimester, meaning the first 3 months of the pregnancy, was not yet reached, then you have a machlokas, whether Pidyon HaBen should be done misafik, but without a bracha, or you don't do Pidyon at all. So I asked Rav Shechter what he thought, and he said that even after, the case that I was asking was a case, it was 6 weeks after mikveh night. So 6 weeks after mikveh night, I remember the original Shaila was, it was 6 weeks after mikveh night, was what I asked him about. It later turned out that it was earlier than that, and they needed to do Pidyon HaBen when the baby was like a year and a half old. It was an interesting story, but they were pretty sure it was 6 weeks after mikveh night at the time that the Shaila was asked initially. So I asked Rav Shechter what he thought. He said that there's only a suffix whether there's a chiyuv, right, in such a case, because it's more than 40 days, but just over 40 days. So it's only a suffix chiyuv. So what do you do when you have a suffix chiyuv? So Shulchan Aruch is pretty explicit about this. In Yardeh Simen Shenhei, Shulchan Aruch says says that if there's a suffix as to the precise age of the fetus at the time of the miscarriage, then the firstborn child that follows is pater from Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because we follow Dine Mamanis, meaning Pidyon HaBen is both a ritual halacha, but it's also a Dine Mamanis, that you owe the money to the Kohen. So which rules of suffix do you follow? So we follow the rules of suffix by Dine Mamanis, which is Hamotzi Mechavero, Alav Haraya, and that's going to exempt from the Pidyon entirely. So I have to thought in such a case that you would not do a Pidyon at all. So again, the basic Lalamar, within the first 40 days, for sure no Pidyon, for sure yes a Pidyon the next time around. After 3 month miscarriage, for sure no Pidyon the next time around. Between 40 days and 3 months is in the area of Safek. If it's in the area of Safek, Rav Shechter holds no Pidyon. Other poskim say that do a Pidyon without a Bracha, and if there's evidence of Rikum Evarim, and it's close to 3 months, less than 3 months, but there's evidence of Rikum Evarim, then probably you also would not do a Pidyon in the following birth that comes after that. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.